Hey, Selfish Babe, if you've ever wanted to start your own podcast, I recommend trying Anchor by Spotify. It's the platform I love for podcasting. I really love it because some days you just want to get out what you want to say easily, and the Anchor app allows you to record your podcast right from your phone. One of my favorite things I love about Anchor is that you can add background music to each episode and cut audio quickly to add in advertisements. Anchor will distribute your podcast to all the major platforms like Apple, Spotify, Google, and more. Anchor is free. To get started, go to anchor.fm to start your podcast today. Maybe one day you'll be making millions from your podcast. Hello, my beautiful selfish babe. It is your girl, Olanike Osibowale. If you are just new, joining my podcast, or just learning more about me, my name is Olanike Osibowale, and I am the CEO and founder of Selfish Babe. And Selfish Babe is a community of women who are selfishly and authentically loving themselves through spiritual self-love practices. I talk and teach everything spirituality, divine femininity, woman, real self-love. I'm really passionate about teaching women how to love themselves on a more deeper and spiritual level. And with that being said, the doors are open to my Selfish as Fuck Academy, which is my 9-day spiritual self-love intensive, where basically I'm taking women through a series of days, a challenge, so to say, helping them to look at themselves as the goddess that they are, helping them to worship themselves as the goddesses they are. If you are a woman that is struggling with self-love, that is possibly struggling with speaking really good about yourself or seeing yourself in a confident way, or if you're a woman that really wants to dive into her spirituality and learn about your cleansing baths and your attraction baths and how to use your vagina to attract and really start to desire yourself, I highly recommend my Selfish as Fuck Academy. Now, my Selfish as Fuck Academy is something that I run in different, I guess, once a month, so to say. And so we are starting October 5th. And if you are listening to this podcast at a later time than October 5th, just make sure you go to selfishasfuckacademy.com. I'll have linked it below and you'll be able to join the next round. I really, really affirm for my selfish babes that are on the app, that are listening to podcasts, to take the next step. You know, self-love is the foundation, really, of your life. And it is important that you feel that you are important. It is important that you feel good about yourself and you really start choosing yourself, okay? There is nothing wrong with being selfish. That is always my motto. I love you guys so much. I'm affirming that you enjoy this masterclass. Bye.
For the women who are joining, I really appreciate it. Thank you for your energy. So this live masterclass is called How to Have Good Pussy Energy. And before we begin, my name is Olanike Osibowale. I'm the CEO and founder of Goddess Detox, which is my spiritual women's wellness company, as well as Selfish Babe, which is my personal development lifestyle brand, teaching women globally how to selfishly and authentically love themselves through spiritual self-love practices. I also have a free app called Selfish Babe that you can download in the Apple Store as well as the Google Play Store, and it's going to give you if you download it, you're going to get free affirmations to your phone every single day, self-love reminders, you'll get access to my podcast, which is a top 200 self-improvement podcast, and it is called the Selfish Babe Selfish Talk Podcast, okay? And so I just want to give a little introduction. I've owned Goddess Detox since 2015. It's 2021 when this recording is, and so I've been in business for about 6 years now, and I know some of you guys are like, well, what the fuck is good pussy energy anyway? What is good pussy energy? And I just want to tell you guys, I just got out of an amazing shower, okay? I washed my hair. I scrubbed my body down with some brown sugar scrub. I oiled myself up. Like, I just feel so good. I whined. You know, I'm Caribbean. I'm Jamaican. I whined in the shower, okay, listening to this Afrobeat song. So I'm feeling very good. I'm feeling very juiced up. Good pussy energy is what that is for me. It is an aspect of you desiring yourself. It is really having a powerful, juicy vagina, juicy yoni. And I'm not just talking about in the physical sense. I'm talking about in the metaphysical sense. I'm talking about in the spiritual sense. That you have good pussy energy because you can attract more that you desire into your life. You have good pussy energy when you take care of yourself. You have good pussy energy when you put yourself first. You have good pussy energy when you desire yourself, when you desire your time, when you enjoy time with yourself. You have good pussy energy when you are working on your personal development, you have good pussy energy because you embody that energy because you are simply born a woman. And so for me, good pussy energy is all of that, but it's what it can do for you and what it can do for your life. For me, having good pussy energy helps me to feel good about myself. It helps me to desire myself. It helps me to attract the things that I want in my life. And so good pussy energy, I feel like, is important for women to remember. And I also call good pussy energy pussy power. You guys know I sell my vaginal wash called Pussy Power. But for me, it's important for women to have good pussy energy because I feel like good pussy energy has been trampled upon. It feels like we're in a time now where women are feeling a lot more safer to reclaim their power and really reclaim their thrones. And for majority, in terms of my own personal existence, this world has been moving in a very masculine energy. I've even grown up in masculine energy in terms of the way that I operated in my being. And so for me, good pussy energy is divine feminine energy, and not in the way of like being weak and meek and looking cute all day. That's not what it is for me. But it's really knowing and understanding that you are the creator of your reality and you're able to use your energy to magnetize the things that you want in your life. And you're really able to tap into your good pussy energy, your pussy power in order to do this. I feel like in Western society and maybe even around the rest of the world, the vagina is simply looked at as just a physical thing, like a place where people can go and have sex, a place where your gynecologist can check, but it's just seen as a physical thing. Like, oh, you can birth babies because you're born a woman and, you know, you can just birth the baby and that's it. And we don't really talk about the vagina and the energetics of the vagina too much. And what I want to do within this live masterclass is kind of talk about that a little bit. But my personal belief and what I know to be true for me and what I know to be true for even you and other women around the world is that your pussy, your vagina, your womb, right, is a sacred portal. It is a sacred portal for you to birth your creations. It is also a sacred portal for you to attract the things that you desire into your life. And so many women are walking around not really understanding this, not really understanding their own power. And I don't blame them that they don't understand. It's because society has told us, hasn't really even taught us what this is. It's just another physical part of your anatomy, and that is it. And I want to tell you that your vagina, your divine womb, is a sacred place of creation. It is more than just birthing physical babies. For the women out there that are like, well, I've had a hysterectomy, would you consider this to be a sacred portal? Still, yes. Yes, it is still a sacred portal, no matter if you've had a hysterectomy, no matter if it's been removed, because you have the spirit of the womb. And I always want to attest that to Queen Afua, who I've learned from. Okay, Queen Afua is an elder in the community, and she is like the queen of womb wellness. Okay, so make sure you go follow Queen Afua. I want to shout her out. But she talks about the spirit of the womb. So you were born with it, you have it, okay? Even if you got it removed, you still have that power there. And so what I really want women to do, what I would really love to see on this planet, is more women tapping in to their pussy energy, their good pussy energy. And I know that I spell pussy energy really different than maybe how it would be spelled in the English language, right? I said pussy as P-W-U-S-S-Y. That's just because I felt like it. Energy, I spelled it as I-N-N-E-R-G, because energy for me is inner goddess or inner god, right? And so I'm going to put inner, like, because you all have an inner god and an inner goddess within you. And so good pussy energy, there's the reason why I spelled it like that for those that were wondering. And so we're walking around and we really don't understand what this part of our body can do. And so we just walk around not knowing our own power. And so for me, what I want women to do is to step more into their power. And so it's like, how can they do that? How can they do that? And for me, there's just so much. I feel like personally growing up, I know I didn't understand my own, you know, power. I knew that I was younger. I was very promiscuous in my teenage years, and I was just really searching for male attention. And so I would just go and have sex, and it really wasn't for a deep connection, even though emotional attachments may bring into that, but I didn't really have a good aspect of self-love for myself until I got into my 20s. And as I have gotten to my 20s, I've learned a lot from African spiritual traditions, as well as just a lot of personal development, the power of the mind, the power of the tongue, a little bit of tantric work as well. And so I'm not saying all this to say that I'm a major expert. I'm saying this to say that all of these things, the metaphysics, the energy in life, is something that I'm very passionate about, which is why I call my company Goddess Detox a spiritual woman's wellness company, because I care about the energetics, I care about the energy, I care about the spirituality of the products that we are bringing out, and I care about women understanding their power and knowing their power. And so for me, I want women to tap more back into their power, right? Good, having good pussy energy. And so when we have sex with somebody, when we're going to the gynecologist, we're not really taking any real notice of our vaginas and our yonis. And so I feel like one of the first things to do to have good pussy energy is to acknowledge your vagina as more than just a physical part of your body. So acknowledge your vagina as more than just a physical part of your body. And how can you start doing that? I highly recommend taking a mirror after you shower and looking at your yoni, looking at your vagina, and admiring your vagina, admiring your yoni, and knowing that it is a divine place of creation. And I say this a lot, and I just want to say this again, because I know sometimes you're not told this, but if it weren't for a woman, you would, like, the world would not exist. If it wasn't for a woman, the world would not exist. And so I just want you to congratulate yourself for being born a woman, because if it wasn't for you, the world would not exist. And I know there are people that may not identify as a woman, but they were born with a vagina and born with a womb. I want you to congratulate yourself as well. And so that's one way on how you can start to look at your vagina and your yoni and your pussy, love the word pussy, as more than just a physical part of your body. It is a portal. It is a place of creation. And so you taking that mirror and you looking at your vagina and you starting to admire your vagina is one way to start acknowledging that, hey, I am carrying a sacred portal. This is more than just what the media is telling me. This is more than just a physical object. It is something to be admired. It is something to be desired. It is something that can really birth my greatest creations. And so that's the first thing that I would say. The second thing that I would say is to start desiring yourself. Desire, the energy of desire, is something that I'm leaning more into these days. And I don't mean desiring like other people, but I mean desiring yourself, getting turned on from you, getting turned on from yourself. And the reason I say that is because the energy of desire is so strong, it's so sensual, so sexual, and it can really help magnetize more things to you. But we have to understand that we are everything in the world, right? And so you may desire these different things for yourself and these different pathways for your life, but it starts here. It starts with, if you are everything and you know you are everything, then you need nothing. So you can desire things, but you cannot need things. And that's a whole nother topic. But in terms of the energy of desire, you want to get into desiring yourself, right? I look a lot times, usually I look at myself naked, I dance in the mirror naked, I wind my waist. I am doing something that helps me to desire myself, because I know that how I feel about myself is going to help magnetize more things to me. And for me, when you're winding your waist in a mirror like this, that's part of having good pussy energy, because you are circulating that blood within your womb. So dancing, twerking, pop locking and dropping, all that shit, that is good for your womb. It is womb focused. It is hip focused. It is sacral and root chakra focused. Okay. And that's something that I think is very important in terms of having good pussy energy. I feel, and what I also know to be true, is that a lot of women, as we grow up, we're not taught this. And then we experience a lot of different things. We may experience sexual trauma. We may be holding on to past emotional trauma. We may have really had some really shitty circumstances. I mean, some really shitty experiences, right? And so we hold on to that. And I feel like a part of having good pussy energy is acknowledging the things that you went through and really helping yourself to heal yourself in those things that you have gone through, which is always why I have recommended Queen of Fools book, Sacred Woman, to all of my Goddess Detox babes. If you guys are on the email list, you know I'm always talking about it, because I feel like it's a wonderful first step. It's a first step of acknowledging your womb. It's a first step of acknowledging your womanhood. And it's a first step of healing yourself. For me, people say, well, you can't really heal if you don't acknowledge certain things. And so for me, I know that there are some women out there who have not felt like they've had a good life, who've that experienced childhood sexual trauma and abuse. I've been touched inappropriately as a child. I've talked about that on my podcast. And it's like you coming into your sensuality and sexuality, someone may feel very shameful when it comes to sex, when it comes to their body, when it comes to their vagina. And it's just like, it's because they're holding on to all this trauma that they've experienced, right? And to no fault of your own. To no fault of your own. But how do we start releasing that? How do we start cleansing that? Because what I've said is that I want you guys to think of like your yoni as this really beautiful, juicy place, your womb as this dark place, right? This dark place of creation. And let's say that there's baggage there and trash gets thrown there and like it starts to get stinky and mold starts to grow. These are the energetics that I'm talking about, but I'm trying to give you guys like these physical images so you can start to understand what I'm saying, right? In terms of the energy of your womb. As we are going through lives and we have these different experiences as life, and it doesn't have to be as horrible as sexual abuse. It could just be a really bad breakup that you have not been able to hold on to. You feel like people are going to break your heart again, right? You're just holding on to it. And a lot of times women, we're holding on to stuff in our heart and we're holding stuff in our womb space. And so it's like, well, we have to start cleaning that up. We have to start cleaning up the pollution within our wombs. This is why sometimes, right? Sometimes when we're holding on to energy and trapped emotions in our body, they create dis-ease in our body. A lot of women in the West suffer from fibroids, suffer from PCOS. They suffer from heavy menstrual cramps, suffer from not able to conceive, suffer from endometriosis, or even painful sex. And so it's like, for some women, as soon as they got into puberty, they may have started having heavy, painful menstrual cycles. Okay, I'm not saying for everybody. Keep that in mind. What I'm about to say, I'm not saying for everyone. Everyone has their own unique experience. Everyone has their own unique experience, and I know that. So whatever I say, I want you to think of this in your own unique experience. But some women suffer for some of these things because it has an emotional attachment. It has an emotional connection. It has a spiritual connection. Why? Some women may be dealing with fibroids because they're holding on to something from the past that they haven't healed from. Same thing with endometriosis, same thing with heavy menstrual cycles, etc. Not for everybody, not for everybody. Another thing is that a lot of women are walking around with very cold and stagnant wombs. When I say this, this means there's not enough heat in the womb area, not enough energy flowing, not enough blood flowing in the energy it's supposed to flow. Imagine if the blood in your body was going like this. Really slow, right? And it's supposed to be processing things for you. That's how some women's wombs and the blood in their womb is flowing like this. But you want it to flow. You want it to flow. You want it to flow like a river, flow like a stream, right? And so a lot of women that have very cold and stagnant wombs also deal with heavy menstrual cycle, also deal with endometriosis, painful sex, etc. Because the energy in the West is very stagnant. There's not a heat over there. So it's like, how can we start depolluting our womb, start healing our womb, start connecting to our womb, start acknowledging ourselves, right? Acknowledging the sacred portal and cleaning it up. Because for me, a really wonderful thing about having good pussy energy is knowing that your pussy is powerful, right? And you guys know I love to say pussy, but knowing that your pussy is powerful. And people think like, oh, knowing my pussy is powerful is not that important. It's fucking important. It's fucking important because the things that you think about yourself impact you, impact how you can magnetize things into your life, and impact how you view yourself. So if you do not think that your pussy is powerful and you have a very hard time believing that, I'm not going to say it's a bad thing, but I want you to start working on believing that your pussy is powerful, knowing that if it wasn't for you, the world would not exist. If it wasn't for you, the world would not exist. And so for me, if I'm beginning to think this thought over and over and over and over, and I'm beginning to think this thought as I look at myself in the mirror and I look at my being, then I may start to think different of myself, right? And when you start to think different of yourself, you can act different. You change the cells in your body. You believe different things about yourself. You say different things about yourself. And your whole reality has already shifted. Now, there's a lot more to that than just good pussy energy. But because we're talking about the vagina, we're talking about the pussy in the womb, I'm going to stick to that. But knowing that your vagina is powerful, your pussy is powerful, is important. And so if you're a person that's like, I just don't believe it, I can't believe it, start to think that if it wasn't for your existence, the world would not fucking exist. That you have this sacred divine portal between your fucking legs, and we need to start thinking like that. We need to know that. We need to believe that what we have between our legs is powerful as fuck. And it's powerful as fuck, not just in the physical sense, in the metaphysical sense. That impacts you. That impacts having good pussy energy. I just want to make sure I said that. That kind of came through really quick. I'm like, oh no, y'all need to know that. And so apart from thinking different, right? Energetically, how can we cleanse? And this is why, a part of the reason why I give the directions for my products in a certain way. This is the reason why I come out with certain products through Goddess Detox, is because it's not just the physical. There is a metaphysical, energetic properties that I want to talk about, that I share with my audience. And so the first thing that I would highly recommend, if you are a person that has suffered from sexual trauma, if you're a person that's dealing with heavy menstrual cycle, if you're a person that's dealing with trying to conceive, etc., and I want to preface this, I am by no means a medical doctor. Okay, I by no means say don't go to your doctor. I believe in going to your gynecologist, but I also believe in holistic medicine. I believe that herbs are more than just herbs. I believe that all the herbs have metaphysical properties. I believe in the energetic properties of certain herbs. And so when I say this, I just want to make it very clear. I'm never the person that's going to say, don't go to your doctor. I'm never the person that's going to say, don't listen to your doctor. What I'm saying is that holistic medicine, mind, body, spirit, soul, mind, body, soul, it is more than just a physical ailment. There's an energetic attachment. What is that? There's an emotional attachment. What is that? How can we start integrating our medicine so that we are whole beings and not just treating the symptoms? And so in terms of one of my products that I highly recommend, my Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls. And I'll get into what those are in a second. I really believe my Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls is a wonderful way for a woman to cleanse their wombs, their womb space, and their vagina. And the reason I believe that, and I want to tell you a bit about it, is because my Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls are herbal vaginal suppositories that you insert into the vagina. You leave one in for 24 days, you take it out. You leave one in for 48 hours, you take it out, and you wait for your purging, right? But before you even put it in, I direct you to set your intention before inserting that herb into your vagina. And the reason I do that is because, again, I know the energy. I know that these herbs are going to work for you if you allow them to work for you. What is your intention before you use the product? That's very important to me. It is not about just using the product for the sake of fucking using the product. What is your intention and what are the words that you're going to speak, right? Within my product, I have a booklet. I don't think I have it in here. Oh, I do have it in here. I have a whole booklet that I wrote about 3-4 years ago with everything, okay? And so, for example, if somebody was like, hey, I wanted to detox my ex. I had just left a really, really bad relationship. Then it's like, I said, leave one in for 24 hours, take it out. Leave the second one in for 48 hours, take it out. That's what I said, okay? That's what I said. Just making sure I see a bunch of 24 hours. I said 24 hours, take it out, then 48 hours, take it out. So let's say that you are somebody that was, you know, just got out of a really bad relationship and you really want to cleanse your womb, because you also understand that when you are in a relationship, especially a sexual relationship, that you guys are exchanging sexual energy, right? And you want to be able to cleanse your womb of that person's sexual energy out of your womb. I'm going to say, hey, take the pearl and say, hey, I am detoxing so-and-so's name out of my womb space. I no longer want to hold so-and-so's name in my womb space. I let go of so-and-so in my womb space. That's what you would say into one of the pearls. Then you would insert it. Why would you say that? You would say that because that is your intention. That's the way you want the herbs to move on an energetic level for you. Now, on a physical level, The herbs like dragon blood, motherwort, and angelica that are in my goddess vaginal detox pearls help to add more heat into the womb, help to add more energy into the womb. And so they have a lot of great benefits for the womb itself, which is why a lot of women that have been suffering with menstrual cramps, trying to conceive, endometriosis, painful cramps, I'm like, there's so much, dryness, low libido. So many women have used the Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls and been able to see great results. We have had a lot of women tell me that they couldn't get pregnant. They're pregnant, their babies are healthy and conceived. We've had a lot of women, hey, every time I have my cycle, it's just so painful. I throw up, I can't go to work, I can't do anything. Boom, the next cycle come, they didn't even know, bitch. You know why? You know why they didn't know? Because they had used the Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearl a month before and they've noticed a difference. They're not throwing up anymore. Their vaginas are wet and slick and juicy. And I'm going to tell you about the purging process in a second. I know you guys have a lot of questions. We're going to take the questions at the end. But within the process of the Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls, what it's doing is it's drawing out toxins directly into the pearl, drawn into the front of your vaginal canal. This is why on days 3 to 6, a lot of women, if you take the mirror and look at your vagina, like I say in the booklet, this is why it's important to read the booklet, then you'll notice that your vaginal canal has started to turn white, a white yellow. And then we say to wait for your purge. That purging process is the process where your vagina is expelling the toxins. It's expelling excess yeast, skin cells. A lot of women have expelled old blood. And when they finish their purging process, I like to say it's like a snake shedding its skin. It's like the skin of your vaginal canal, the old stuff, is coming out. And so after that purging process, your vagina is pinker. Your vagina is wetter. This is why a lot of people say that when they feel their vagina after, it feels a lot more smoother. They feel like sex is greater. Their significant others feels like they're virgins again, etc. All the good things happen. And the reason why I recommend my Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearl for the deep cleanse is because you're actually keeping those herbs in your womb space for a good amount of time, right? I said 24 hours, take it out. Then I said 48 hours, take it out, because we have 2 detox pearls. And so as you get to have those herbs within your womb for such a significant period of time, you're allowing the herbs to work your womb area. You're allowing the herbs to work your vagina. And I feel like as women, as we've become so far, sometimes at least in the Western world, from using herbs on our vagina, that it's just like there's no healing being done. We're only relying on Western medicine and pills and douches and creams to help us. But it's like indigenous culture women have used herbs in their vagina. And so for me, in terms of my business, Goddess Detox, it's about women getting back into that and using the herbs in their vagina and using the herbs to heal their wombs and understanding that the herbs are more than just a physical thing, that they are metaphysical as well, that they have a certain energy. And which is why it's so important that you speak into the Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls before you use them. It is not just, I'm going to take these pearls and put them in my vagina. No. Please speak your intention. It doesn't even have to be, I'm detoxing my ex. Hey, I'm really wanting to conceive. Allow my womb to be so fertile. Allow the baby to grow in this space, right? Try. For me, I don't say that my products are cures, but it's such a wonderful alternative. You know how much women pay for IVF to get babies? They pay so much money. And I'm not saying, hey, this is the end all be all, but if you're a woman that's really trying to conceive and you've tried everything else and you have not tried my Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls or my Queen's Vaginal Steam, I highly recommend just try. Just try it. Just try and see for you. It's not a guarantee, but just try and see for you, because I'm telling you, the amount of babies that have been able to be born in this world after people and doctors have told them, no, you can't get pregnant. Okay, my pacho coming out. They say you can't get pregnant. They've used my product and they have babies, y'all. And that tears me up. They have whole fucking babies and they were told that they couldn't get pregnant. People have sent me pictures of their babies, healthy fucking babies. Because the power of the herbs, the power of the intention, and the power of whatever else they're doing. It's not just the product alone. They're doing other things too, right? Maybe they're taking care of their diet. They're praying over their womb. They're acknowledging their sexual trauma and their past trauma and releasing and letting it go. It's more than just having the sperm go up your vagina for some people. There's sometimes a lot of things energetically and spiritually you have to release in order to fully conceive. And it may be easier for one woman versus another woman, right? And for some women, they may opt for surrogacy, and that's okay. But it's like, we have to start really acknowledging the sacred portal, starting taking care of this sacred portal. It is more than just a physical thing. And so some of the things that you may be suffering for, think back. What are the things that you experienced in life? What are you holding on to? What are the grudges? What is the hate? What is the self-doubt? What is that? How can we start releasing that? How can we start praying to our wombs, right? I didn't talk about this. I talked about looking at your vagina with a mirror, but you want to start saying those affirmations to your vagina, to your womb. This is why even on the page, I'm posting vagina yoni affirmations on the page, so you guys have something to start to say, right? I have a song called Pussy Power by Olunike Osibowale on Spotify. You can go listen to it right now on Apple, Spotify, all music platforms. Pussy Power, PU$Y power. And in that song, it's a catchy song, but I have my yoni affirmations for you to start saying. Start praying to your womb. Start talking to your vagina. Start uplifting it. You do this, you add energy to that space. I said on a podcast recently, I said that a powerful vagina is better than just a regular vagina. If a woman is walking around not knowing her power and not knowing ways that she can start re-empowering herself from this powerful portal and start using it, then that's still a disempowered woman. But when a woman knows her power, she starts speaking power into her womb, right? I'm always giving this example of when you speak, the energy is going, right? You're looking at your mirror, you're looking at your vagina, you're speaking the words to your vagina, looking at your vagina, that energy is going directly to that portal. And so you're charging your portal up. You're charging your portal up. So it's more powerful, so it can magnetize more of the things that you want into your life. And that's better than somebody not doing that at all. That's so better. And so it's like when people talk about my products and they're like, oh, but you saying that you need this. Do we need this? It is not about need. It is not about need. It is not about you needing to do this. It is about pampering. It is about luxury. It is about self-care. It's about self-love. It's about doing more than the bare fucking minimum for ourselves. And so when people tell me or talk about my business sometimes and they're like, oh, women don't need that. You fucking right. They don't need it. You right. But it's a luxury. It is something to indulge in. It's about taking care of ourselves. It is more than doing the fucking bare minimum for us. Why should we only fucking go to the store and buy a wash just because we want to clean our vaginas and that's it? We can't have a little motherfucking razzle dazzle, bitch. You know what I'm trying to say? We can't have some razzle dazzle, bitch. Why it gotta be just off need? That don't make no sense to me. So when I think about the products that I come out with for Goddess Detox, it's not about what women need. It is what about they can want. It's about what they can desire. What can they add to their lives that they're not doing right now? It's not about need. Need is lack. And we're not doing that no more. We're not doing lack no more. We're in abundance. We're in prosperity. We're in desiring. We are in another shift in the universe. It's not about need anymore. We're in a whole nother timeline to where back then, my ancestors and my mom's mom, etc., they may have had to just buy things based on need. But we are shifting our realities and we're going in a whole different timeline where it is more than just need. It is desire. It is want. It is luxury. It is opulence. It is more than enough. It is abundance. It is prosperity. It is not need. And so my other product called Pussy Power, it got the rose quartz crystals in here. It got the yoni affirmations on the back. And it's an all natural plant-based soap that you can use, right? You're going to squirt it. You're going to say one of the affirmations or come up with an affirmation that's on the back, and you're going to wash your vagina. Again, you are supercharging this portal. Why? You're looking at the affirmations on the back, right? I'm going to read them to you. My pussy is powerful. I infuse the energy of love into my vagina. My pussy is blessed in all the ways. My womb is magnetizing me being loved, supported, and unexpected blessings coming my way. So you're going to tell me that a need, this is not a need, it's extra, it's a luxury, because I fucking deserve it, because you fucking deserve it. It's cute. It's pink for a reason. It got crystals in here for a reason. It's not need. You will never need this. You can want it. You can desire it. You can purchase it. You can indulge in yourself, but it's not a need. So I want to make sure that's very clear. We're not over here at Goddess Detox. It's not about fucking need, okay? It's about the opposite of need. And I want you guys to start thinking about that. Start thinking about that and start thinking about your life. And this is what I mean by magnetizing things into your life. You have everything that you need. You have everything that you need. We need to start going within ourselves and remembering that and speaking that, which is why I have the affirmations. It's just like just a simple thought of, oh, my vagina is powerful. Wow. That adds to your energy in your heart, your energy in your mind. It adds to the energy of a different way that you think about yourself. And it also adds to the energy of your portal, your sacred womb, your sacred vagina. And so this is another example of a product that we do have called Pussy Power. And this is another product that's gonna help supercharge your womb space again, because you're squirting the plant-based soap into your hand, but then you're also speaking the affirmations. You're supercharging that water, okay? Water can hold a lot of energy. So you're shifting the energy of the water and of the soap as you are speaking those affirmations. You're rubbing it, right? And then you're gonna put it over your womb space. You're gonna put it over your whole vagina. And then you're gonna rinse, and you're gonna rinse, and you're gonna feel that extra nice cooling sensation, that menthol that I made sure was in this wash. Because I feel like for me personally, that menthol helps to awake myself. It helps to awake my vagina. It helps to remember that, oh, my vagina is here. Oh, I'm powerful. Oh yeah, I have a pussy. You know, because I feel like sometimes we could just like bathe. We can bathe and it's just like a routine thing and it's just like can be boring. And I feel like this little bit, like using my Pussy Power Rose Quartz Crystal Infused Wash, it's like it adds that extra razzle-dazzle. It's never about need. It's just about, oh, I want it. I remember I have this vagina. Oh, yeah, I am powerful, right? You may be having a really bad day one day. You take a shower and you just happen to look at the back and you can't think of your own affirmation. You're just like, my womb is magnetizing me being loved, supported, and unexpected blessings coming my way. And you wash your vagina, and then you remember that you're pretty awesome. You remember that, right? So that's another example in terms of supercharging your womb. Now I want to go into, let me make sure I said everything about the pearls. I said everything about the pearls, but I will answer questions at the end. Now I want to go into my queen's vaginal steam. We have something called the Queen's Complete Vaginal Steaming Set that was featured on Red Table Talk a few months back, which I'm really proud of. Shout out to Jada and the whole Smith family. And basically, okay, let me just go into vaginal steaming. Okay, let me go back to pearls. I want to make sure I say everything about the pearls. The pearls is a vaginal detox. It is something to use to detox your vagina. People will tell you, hey, you can't detox your vagina. Yes, the fuck you can. You can detox your vagina with my Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls. You can start to acknowledge the things that you've went through in your life, and you can use my Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls as a healing modality on your healing journey. And yes, you can detox your vagina because you're actually going to see a purge happen, which is why I say in the booklet, hey, look at your vagina, look at your vagina, look at your vagina, and see the purge happen. You can do a light cleanse. Sometimes after my cycle, I may do like one pearl and I may leave it in for like a day or two and then take it out and wait for purging, you know? So you may not be a person that's like, oh, I want to use birth pearls. We have instructions if you just want to use one pearl, and that's okay. So it's a number one vaginal detox product at goddessdetox.org. Now, vaginal steaming, I want to talk about that because I think vaginal steaming is so special and so sacred. It is an indigenous practice that a lot of women have done on the continent of Africa, in Latin countries, in Asian countries. You may be going to some Korean spas. They offer vaginal steaming. And vaginal steaming is actually popping up in Western world. In America, there are a lot of vaginal steaming spas available where women can go and actually go and have their vaginal steams and have some wine, or, you know, go to a place where somebody may be speaking affirmations to them. That is available. And so what a vaginal steam is basically a bowl or a pot of simmering herbs, right, that are really good for the vagina. And then after it cools down a bit, a woman sits and squats over this pot. And she allows the steam of those herbs to go up into her vagina, up into her womb space. Now, the reason why women have done this, indigenous culture have done this, a lot of women have done this after childbirth, especially in Caribbean culture, in Mexican culture as well. A lot of women have used it for the healing of their own wombs. A lot of women have also used it for metaphysical reasons as well. And so remember when I talked about how a lot of women are walking around with cold wombs? A vaginal steam helps you to add more heat directly, as you know, with the heat from the water, with the heat from the steam to your vagina. And so for a woman that's like, well, I don't really feel like I need a deep cleanse. I also don't want to insert anything into my vagina that long. I highly recommend our Queen's Vaginal Steam. And so I also have picture instructions on the back, but I recommend the Queen's Complete Vaginal Steaming Set. And I don't have everything with me now, but what that is the herbs. It's the gown. So it is a gown that you put over yourself. Which traps the heat in, as well as the seat, our queen's throne seat. And that seat is what you put the herbs in, then you put the water, then you put your gown on and you sit. Because usually before, if you just had the seat and the herbs, then you would just use a towel over your lap to keep the heat in. And you want to do that vaginal steam for about 15 to 30 minutes. And you want to do that because it really opens up the pores in your vagina, it really opens up your womb. And again, before you even sit on that throne, before you even start your vaginal steam, I instruct you to speak into the water, right? Right? The water holds the energy. We have the herbs. They have metaphysical properties. I want you to speak into the water. What are you trying to do? Is it I'm clearing away any stagnicity? I'm clearing away any obstacles to my success? There was one woman, I believe her name is Dana, and she talked about, and it's really important, she talked about this with the pearls. She said that she used the pearls and her intention was to cleanse away things that was stopping her success in her bag. And she, after she used the Goddess Vaginal Detox pearls, she had a lot more money opportunities coming in for her, which is why I'm telling you guys, you have to look at your vagina as more than just a physical thing, and you have to look at what I'm offering you as more than just a physical thing, because really on an energetic level, so many things are shifting, right? Because there could be things that you're holding on to in your womb that is stopping you from success. Is it a fear of showing up? Is it a fear of being seen? It is, I feel like I'm not good enough for these opportunities. And you have to do some, I forgot the word, but you have to do some self-reflection on yourself so you're able to know, well, what is it that I want? What is it that I'm desiring? And what do I feel like I'm holding on to? Sometimes what I say over my steam is I'm letting go of any and all things that no longer serve me. I'm letting go of any and all things that no longer serve me. I'm letting go of any and all things that no longer serve me. Because sometimes you may not know exactly, but you want to still say some type of word, some type of affirmation over the water, and then you want to have your steam. Again, we're just adding our own personal power, our own power of our words, our own energy into the water to direct the herbs on what you want them to do. And then after you're done, you just pour the water into the toilet and you relax. Some women ask me, well, can you have sex after a vaginal steam? Yeah, you can wait 30 minutes and then you can have sex. For the pearls, no, you have to, you know, not have sex for a good 5 to 7 days. But those are just, you know, a few ways that you can start having good pussy energy in terms of cleansing the vagina, cleansing the womb. You can also use the vaginal steam as a way to manifest, right? Sometimes for me, I may use my queen's vaginal steam. I may add some rose petals, you know, because I feel like the energy of love is good. So you can add things to the steam as well in terms of herbs or what you like. Sometimes I add hibiscus, which is known as sorrel in Jamaica. Sometimes I add that just because it's red. I know the power of red and I know how good hibiscus is good for the womb too. So you can do that too. And I may speak what my manifestation is that I'm working on, right? I may be like, I am a wealthy woman. I am a wealthy woman. I am a wealthy woman, right? That's one of my perfect, like one of my favorite affirmations. And so it's just like, I'm speaking that into my steam. And again, that steam is going to carry up into the vagina. So the words that you're speaking is carrying up into your vagina, carrying up into your womb, and helping to heal your wound. Your words are so powerful. Your words are so powerful. Even if you decide to never ever use any of my products, I want you to walk away from this knowing that your words are so powerful and to start looking at things as energy around you. Start looking at the world as energy around you. That will help to shift your reality in such a great way. Start knowing that you have the power to change your reality. Start knowing. which is why I have my Selfish Babe app. I mean, really, I mean, when I think about the things that I've done and the things that I've created and the things that I'm learning and the things I'm going to create, sometimes they don't make sense. Sometimes they don't make sense until after. And I'm like, that's why I did that. Duh, that's why, you know? And I really believe that I am ahead of my time. And for some people, may be like, oh, that's cocky. Yes, it is. But I really believe I'm ahead of my time with certain things. And in terms of, like, having feminine products that are more than just based on need, but based on healing and based on self-love and based on spirituality, that's going to help heal women around the world. That's going to help women get back into their power and really sit on their rightful thrones, right? And so my app, Selfish Babe, sends you a free daily affirmation a day. It has my podcast, which is free to listen to. It has my courses, which are not free, but that you can purchase and learn from me more, because I talk about the energy of desire. I have a Selfish as Fuck Academy where I teach my spiritual self-love practices. I talk about making your spiritual baths. I talk about making your spiritual baths for cleansing and attracting. I talk about setting up your ancestor altar. I'm really big on ancestor veneration. I don't give a fuck what race you are, but I'm big on ancestor veneration. I'm big on women tapping into their pussy power, cleansing, receiving, desiring themselves, how to do that, how to magnetize your womb and your energy to get more of what you want. And that is my Selfish as Fuck Academy. You can go to selfishbabe.com for that, or just go to my page at Selfish Babes. But yeah, sometimes when I think about the things that I've created, I'm just like, wow, Vanessa, that's my birth name, but I go by Olenike. But I'm just like, wow, like, you was really like thinking of stuff before you really know why. Like, sometimes I know what I want to create and I do it, but then I really don't know sometimes the impact that they make, right? And so when I think about 5 years from now, I'm thinking about all the generation, I think Generation Z or X or whatever, I don't remember the names, but then generation after millennials. I am so proud of you guys. Like, I know for some people, they may not be able to see that the world, like, is going in a good direction, but I am so proud to see how the world is going to be in the next 10 years. Just because of the babies that were born after me and their openness and how curious they are into like creating new things. And I'm just like, yeah, man, it's not about the need. It's like, we're just doing this because we want to, and we want to see better. And so for me, I'm just so excited for like 10 years from now, just because of the babies that were born after me. And I'm just like, oh my God. But I think I'm pretty much coming to the close of my how to have good pussy energy and masterclass. I'm affirming that this has helped you in some way. You can find all of my products at goddessdetox.org. You can follow at goddessdetox. You can follow at Selfish Babes. You can follow my personal page at Olenike Osibowale. Now, I am taking questions. So, I wonder if I can keep this live. I may have to go. I'm going to save this first. I'm going to come back on live. So I'm going to get off and then I'm going to come back on. So because I want to save this and I feel like we've almost been on for an hour and I don't want this to cut off. So I'm going to come back and I'm going to come back on live. So get back with me in the next one and that'll be the question and answer section. Thank you to my beautiful Goddess Detox babes that have joined for this masterclass on how to have good pussy energy. You have the power. You're born a woman. Start realizing that your pussy is fucking powerful. I love you.